We are Project India, and our project was to make a platform for online modding. So let me ask you a question. Given all the tools, how long do you think you could make a piece of art? Well, of course, it depends what you were trying to make. If you were trying to make a book, maybe a weekend, make a movie in 2 hours, a song in 4 minutes. But how long would it take you to make a video game? Let's say you have a really good idea for a new video game, maybe about portals and cake, but you've never built a video game before. You quickly run into this big wall of things you need to do. You have to build all this stuff just to make your video game. But this was all we really wanted to build in the first place. So why don't we use an existing technology as a basis for our game? This is called modding. There are lots of examples of great engines to use, but these are very powerful professional engines, and they can be quite complex to newcomers. So we'd like to try and make something a lot simpler, a lot easier to pick up, and hopefully allow you to build something really cool in an evening. So Minecraft has been a very important lesson for the industry, I think. It's taught us that things that can be quite dull to do alone are actually lots of fun to do in a group. So why not bring this aspect to modding? Let's make modding more social. We can have people write scripts, send them to server, have server owners build a custom world script, and make modding more dynamic and hopefully more creative.
Hi, everyone. So the general overview of our system was we adopted a thin client-server approach. So it's the server that does most of the program processing. Right, so here's the interface on the client side. We've got an avatar in the middle, which you can move about. You've got chat messages on the left and an inventory down below. In terms of what you can script, you've got the world, you've got tiles, which make up the world, you've got entities, which can interact with the world, and you've got items in the inventory, which you can use. So let's have a look at a little scripting demo to get a sheet moving about in Lua, which is our scripting language. So the first thing you need to do is declare it as an entity, which basically exposes to it our entity API written in Java. Give it a this pointer, set a texture to the image of a sheep, and start a timer event. And what does this timer event do? Well, it just, on each run, finds or chooses a random direction and moves the sheep. And to move the sheep, pretty simple, just set an animation running, add an action to turn in the right direction, move a step forward, and then start the next iteration. So there we have it, a moving sheep, pretty simple. Okay, so now I'm very quickly going to go over some demos that our group project members have been putting together. First of all, we've got James's breeding dogs, and as you can see, they're keen to get on. Good stuff there. Diggory Blake put together a fantastic rendition of Bomberman, or Playing with Fire, so that works. And something which most of you should be familiar with, Game of Life, courtesy of Sam Nips. Okay.
So what's the future hold for our project? Well, we have a few ideas. Something I put in the slides a while ago is Android. As of last night, we actually have an Android implementation. Some of you may have seen that earlier today. Some more things we could do, maybe bake the learning experience more into our platform and by giving Lua tutorials. A more specific idea we've had is this idea of zoning, so that we have one server with a selection of mods available for people to try. Perhaps an alternative to this would be to have a master server. You can then start up in a lobby, and then the master server can simply map you to another server running our platform. One final idea that we've had is to allow players to go underground and add a level of verticality to our game. Thank you very much for listening. We think this could be the start of something great. Thank you.